Hello, you've reached Iman.
Hello.
Hasna.
Lina.
Samah.
Zainab.
The Bookish Squad. And welcome to your weekly Moroccan podcast for all the bookworms out there.
Hello, guys, and welcome to the first episode of the Bookish Squad podcast.
Yay!
So in this episode, it will be about everything and nothing. Today, you will get to meet the team behind the Bookish Squad. So first of all, we're going to start by the name, age, city, and the book we're currently reading. So let's go. Who's going to start?
Iman.
Iman, you go.
Okay. Hello. So it's Iman. I'm 27 years old. I live in Kenitra, but work in Rabat. It made me become a professional sleeper on the train. So yeah, and I'm yes, I do it perfectly well. Thank you very much. And I'm currently reading, I'm about to start The Song of Achilles by Madeline Miller. I'm so excited to read it.
Yay. Prepare Yay. To be sad.
Oh, yeah, yeah, prepare to cry. Not only be sad, prepare
don't
to cry.
Don't tell me anything.
No, I haven't read it. I haven't read it, but I know the legend. It's really sad.
I love the legend.
You will love Madeline Miller. She writes beautifully. She has this writing style. She's like a painter who is painting on a canvas. She's like poetry. Yeah. She writes really good.
Now I'm excited.
Now I'm gonna buy the book.
You want to be.
Cersei is one of Zainab's favorite books.
Oh, yeah, I read in 2021, and it's beautiful. It was beautiful. Cersei is magnificent, and I would definitely reread Cersei, because it's Greek mythology, of course, and and the book is just gorgeous. It's seductive.
Ooh.
Oh, now Iman is interested. Yeah. Iman is leaving the chat room right now. And to go read.
My TBR is getting heavy, guys.
Yeah, same.
Or our TBRs are heavy.
Yeah. Are already heavy. Because of the squad. Getting heavier.
Because of the squad.
Continue with.
I am Hala. I am 25. I am currently living in Paris, where I study, because apparently I am not ready yet to be an adult.
Lucky you.
Just keep.
Aren't we all?
Nobody is ready. Nobody is ready.
Nobody is ready for that.
And I am currently reading The Song of Achilles as well. I'm halfway through it, and I'm loving it. I can't wait to sob at the end.
Any tears yet?
Any tears yet? That was my question.
Any tears yet?
So far, not yet. I'm waiting for the end.
But is it good? Do you like it so far?
It's amazing. The writing is just great.
That's good. Nice.
So, yeah, I got to introduce myself. So my name is Hasna. I'm 26 years old. I live currently, I was going to say El Jadida, but now I live in Casa. So yeah, Casablanca.
Woo,
it's Casa. My first week working.
Ooh,
yay. Good luck, adulting. Yay. And
oh my God, we have three Kazawi people.
Yes.
Yeah.
Casa represent.
And currently, I'm starting Shadow and Bone. I'm finally caught up to you guys. So slowly, but getting there.
Join
yeah, I think everyone should know. I think everyone should know that this podcast is live because of Shadow and Bone. It was basically created.
Yes. Because of Shadow and Bone.
Because of Shadow and Bone. It's the book that unifies us.
For the episode where we're gonna discuss Shadow and Bone, I can't wait.
Yeah, I can't wait.
I think that episode will air. I think after the Netflix show will air in April.
Yes, it's obviously.
So we can react to both the book and.
Lina, please, can you introduce yourself?
So my name is Lina. I'm 25. I live in Rabat. I live in Rabat. I'm currently reading Crooked Kingdom, and I stopped reading it so we can record this episode. And Samah has given me the look. Need to read chapter 40.
You should read chapter 40. Just like promise me when you read chapter 40, you're gonna message me about it. Please.
I'm sure. Me too. I know.
I'm gonna message you about it. I'm gonna message you all, but I'm not gonna spoil Zineb and Hasnas because they're not currently yet. But I'm excited to read it, and I'm much excited to finish the books. But hopefully, I own King of Scars, so I can continue with the Grishaverse. I'm not ready to stop reading about the word.
Samah, can you go?
Okay, I am Samah. I am 24 years old, and I live in Casablanca. And currently I'm reading Crooked Kingdom. I still have like less than 30 pages left, and it is bugging me because the book is just sitting right next to me, and it's really bugging me to finish it. But at the same time, I don't want it to finish because it's really great book, and you can really feel that the writing has improved so much. So yeah.
Okay, let's move on. Zina. Hello. Somebody's trying to make amends.
The cherry on top of the cake. I'm on my period, so just excuse. And plus, I had a lot of coffee, so excuse my caffeine addicted self. But I'm Zineb. I'm 24, and I'm living in Casa, of course. And I just begun Six of Crows. I'm in the first sentence of the. Talking about people hating the moon and the mustache, and I just got related so much to the character, and somebody told me that I won't ever be seeing that character ever. I'm so bummed.
Yeah,
but that's my favorite character because he has a mustache I have a mustache as well.
Oh my god,
you killed me when you said
I had to stop. Two characters on a shallow level.
Yeah, I had to stop too, but I had to stop reading because adulting came in and I had to clean my house because it's a mess.
Okay, so tell me, girls, how did you start reading and what's the book that got you into reading exactly? For me, it was Harry Potter.
Yeah,
Harry
Potter, everybody.
Yeah. Harry Potter, I started it when I was
Harry Potter was a very huge part of, I think, of our lives altogether.
Yeah.
I have started reading since I can remember, and I have to thank my parents for that because they bought me books and they just pushed me to read because it was good for your health. And I started reading, but I think I might call myself a reader at like the age of 12, but that's thanks to Twilight. Twilight,
Twilight at 12. But Twilight, I was older than 12. I was, I think,
I was 12.
I was 14, 15.
I read Twilight in Italian. I counted the times. Ooh. I've read it 42 times.
Bella.
Oh my god, 42
times.
Wow.
Times.
That's engaging.
And I loved it.
Yeah.
And then it started from there, and now I can't stop. And yeah. So, what about you? I want to know about Hela, because I want to be inside her head. What's going on in your head? Tell me, please. I want to know.
I do not recommend that, by the way. But okay. Personally, I did not read Harry Potter.
Shocker.
And I am anymore. I get that reaction a lot.
Are you okay, darling? Are you okay?
I was not a reader when I was young.
But you can still read it.
I know.
It doesn't matter the age.
Exactly.
I've read it a thousand times. It's not that wow for me anymore. I was waiting for that.
The black
talking to you all.
Maybe I will read it for some kids in the future, and then I will regret not reading it before. It's okay.
Oh my god, okay. You're gonna wait? No,
you have kids?
I am speechless. I can't talk
as well.
Everybody is shook right now.
I see your faces and I hear your voices. It's not encouraging. Maybe I should not have said that. So, anyways,
it's not late. Actually, it's not actually. It's not late.
I cannot talk.
Have you watched the movies? You have,
yeah,
I think.
A thousand times. Oh,
okay.
That's why
I think we may convince you to read the books in our next episode.
Yeah.
That will be a Harry Potter book versus the movie. So
yeah, maybe.
We're gonna corrupt you.
We're gonna bully you into reading.
Come to the door.
Yeah, we will.
But it's okay.
What was the first book that you read?
Well, the first book, like real book, I'm a millennial, my dad. So my father was very strict at, after lunch, there was no TV. I would read anything I could read. Okay. Like me as well, my parents would buy me little stories like Cinderella and shit like that. So I'd read and read and reread and reread. But the first book, like honest to God book, was Harry Potter. Like, yeah. I was with my cousins who were riding the train and everyone was jumping everywhere. And my cousin was older than me and he was reading it. And I'm reading from his shoulder. And to shut me up, he gave me the book. And the rest is history.
Yeah, I think the first book I read was Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets.
Me too!
Yeah, yeah. It was actually, as all of you, we started reading when we were younger, thanks to our parents.
Except
but they were children's stories, and they were in French mostly. But the first book I read was also in French, and it's Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets.
But why?
And
though?
It's what
did you start
made
with
me
first?
Love the second reading.
Book? Why the second? Why the first?
Because we had a book club at our school. I was in Beni Mellal back then, and we had a movie club and a book club. And the movie they put was the second, the Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets. So I watched the movie and I went and read the book. I didn't think that there was a first book. So I just started with the second and I read the third. The first book, I read it after I've read the fourth book. Then I was like, okay, this is a series. So which means it has to have a first book. And it was after... Harry Potter et la Coupe de Feu, that I read the first book.
I
hate the titles in French.
I am so in shock with the chaotic energy happening here. Like starting with the second, then the third, then going to the first. This is just this is triggering my
anxiety. Can I tell you
this is triggering my anxiety?
Samah, I think you're the only one who's left.
Yeah. I wish I had like a story to tell about. I started reading when I was very young. It's very chaotic. I started when I was not young, but you know, you remember those Arabic books we had of Jazeera al-Khadra?
Oh, yes.
Green.
Yes.
I remember reading my first.
God.
It was Alice in Wonderland and I loved it. Then I just read them and I stopped till I was in second school, I think, and we had a teacher and we were studying back then Molière and French literature in general. Mm-hmm. And he was always telling us about some of the books, but not telling us the ending. And I was like, I was a curious cat since I was a kid and I started looking for the books. So I remember the first book I read was a Molière play. And it is Le Bourgeois Gentilhomme. I love that book so much.
Yeah.
And then I became obsessed with Molière. My personality was just Molière. I hunt every book about him and I read it. And then till I reach high school and I finish high school, I remember the first book I read was on Wattpad. And it's gonna be shocking. Please, it is the fan fiction after.
Oh my god.
That
one
got me back into reading.
Oh my god.
Harry Styles.
Yes, the bad boy Harry Styles with his tattoos and piercing and not like the other girls, Jessa.
Zineb is so disappointed right now.
I read that last year. It's trash.
I know.
Zineb is judging you.
I don't know. I wish I had
more noble story to tell, but that book got me back into reading. I remember when I finished.
Come on, we love all the genres.
Thank you. It was my introduction to smutty stuff on Wattpad. I remember going back now to my library on Wattpad and be like, did I read this shit when I was 17, 18?
Do you like it?
Yeah, I really loved it. I cannot talk about how much I loved it. And I have another secret too. It was around the time when I was writing smut. But yeah, there was
I'm kind of offended because Hasna said Samah is the last one.
Yeah, I wanted to say that Lina did not talk.
Yeah,
Lina.
Thank you for getting me, Hasna.
Was it Harry Potter?
The thing is, Lina is always talking first. That my mind didn't register that you do
that. She's the one to talk.
Okay,
go on. I was
calm.
Yeah,
that's weird. Funny,
fun fiction.
I don't think that's a secret. Actually, I have the opposite story of Zineb. Actually, I asked my mom the question that when did I start reading this much, and she was like, I think in my womb, because I was reading whatever it takes. And she told me that even like, you remember when we were a kid and our parents would buy us like the school furniture. Oh my god, yes. French and school English furniture. Just got mixed up in my head. school books,
supplies,
school books.
Is it furniture?
I was reading our French textbooks and Arabic textbooks. I was reading them in summer, and she was like, "Put that down. You have a whole year to read them." And it started like that. Mom. And I received a really big box. My mom is against reading, I think. She thinks that me collecting books is an expensive and...
expensive hobby.
It is expensive, right, but it's nice as well.
At least it's not drugs.
Yeah, at least
I always it's not drugs. That's what we all say.
That's our motto. At least it's not drugs. Yeah. I think we should have named the podcast At Least It's Not Drugs.
Yeah, I think,
and it's cheaper than therapy.
Find the bio.
It's cheaper.
I received a big box. Do you remember we have? I don't know if you all have them, but I received as a birthday gift a big box of Disney stories, like a lot of Disney ones. Not only Cinderella, but also like Mickey Mouse and the old characters, and they were Cinderella like the movies, they're drawn like movies, but like in books, the Beauty and the Beast and all of them.
I want to collect them.
I still got them in French, and I give them to my little sisters now. And I think my first book, like reading books, like Zineb, I was in, before I was 12, my dad got this. He was telling me like buying books is too expensive. I don't know if you remember like 2000 in the 2000s and stuff. Books were much more expensive than now. Like receiving the new releases were expensive. So my dad was like saying, "I buy you a book with 500 pages and you eat that up in 2 days. I'm not keeping up with your reading screen." And he took me to l'Institut Français. He took me to l'Institut Français. I think it was $35. Let's talk about dollars. Maybe 350. And it was for the whole year. And I have like the library cards when you could have like four books, I think, and two magazine and stuff. And I would take the whole, people like take one book, two, I take four books each week. I finish them and I put them back. And we moved to
Kenitra, and my dad bought me The Twilight. And I read the whole series, I think, in 1 week. And he was saying, like, stop, I'm not buying you any more books. And he used to... did your parents punish you by taking off your books?
Yes.
Mine did. Yes.
Yes, mine too. Yeah. It was Twilight.
It was New Moon, the second one, because I used to wake up at 4 in the morning, and I had school, and I wanted to read in the morning before going to school. That was New Moon, the second one, and it's my favorite from the Twilight.
That's addiction.
No, Anna, it was The Short Life of Bree Tanner and Breaking Dawn. I was reading The Short Life of Bree Tanner, and I had my exams, my regional exams, and instead of studying, I was reading The Twilight. And that was my punishment, yeah.
I think I'm the only one who hasn't read Twilight.
It was a really big phase in our teens.
No. My teens was like me obsessing over Molière, old dudes. I did not read young adults.
But Molière was like one of the reads that was mandatory.
No, I like Molière.
You see?
No, like, I love them. I remember.
Yeah, but it was mandatory in school. Yeah,
no, but you read the whole series, not just the books around that were
Molière. Molière. I remember reading, and not only Molière. My favorite French play is Le Cid by Corneille. I don't know if you know it, and it is still my favorite so far. It is like Hamlet, but not that tragic, you know. It is kind of tragic, but not like tragic. Hamlet is the extreme, and you have Lucide and everything else.
My teens, I didn't read anything.
Hala, you didn't tell us about the books. You only said you didn't read Harry Potter.
And yes, I got a short story, and I got a long-ish story. The short story is that I started reading by mistake, and the story is I was on my second year of business school, and I was going home. I was about to take the train. My roommate told me that I should see this movie on the way home. So I went to Google, I typed the name of the movie, I clicked on download, and then I went to take my train. And when I was on the train, I wanted to watch the movie.
Oh my God, you downloaded the book.
Oh my God.
Yes. It was called Forever My Girl.
God Love You.
I know. And since then, I couldn't stop reading.
What's the book again? I didn't.
Yeah, Forever My Girl. There was also a movie adaptation about it that I hated, obviously. But the playlist was good. It was about a rock star, but they changed it a bit. But at least I got my playlist and I got myself into reading. So I'm not that upset.
I have a confession to make. I used to steal my aunt's Arlequin, like the steamy novels.
Oh my God.
I used to steal them when I was a teen and read them in secret. And the only thing I'm thankful for is that... And one thing I'm really thanking God is that my parents don't speak English, and most of my books at home are in English. And thank God, because if Dad opened one of my books and reads any page of it, he will say, "Am I paying for this?"
I'm paying for you to read porn.
I'm gonna be dead. But I think people have, like, when I was in middle school and high school, people were like bullying our readings. Like, for example, if you read fantasy, like, I remember in middle school, high school, the hype was all about Twilight and Percy Jackson and a series called Gone. I don't know if you know about it. Hyped up, and people were all about Mark Levy, Paulo Coelho, and Musso. And if you didn't read like self-help books or something like philosophical, they were like, "That's not reading, that's trash." I'm like, seriously? And I stopped reading for years. I stopped reading for years. And then I picked up my books again. And in 2020, in lockdown, I discovered BookTube and BookTok and Bookstagram and you guys, and I kind of bought all the books that I should have bought for years in a couple of months.
1 year?
My bank account hates me, but I'm happy. It's better than therapy.
It's a cheaper one, therapy. For sure.
Yeah, it's very
true. True.
Yeah.
So, guys, you
should,
I think
no, guys, guys, they should know that Zeynep is our reactions queen.
But it's just because I react, you have to know that my mind is half. I mean, it's not half. Yeah, it's half Italian, and half Moroccan. So the Moroccan part is
Kazawi Moroccan.
Really yeah.
If you know, like, the Kazawis are the Kazawi. Like, if I don't know if you know
them. There are you can't explain it any other way.
They're messed up people. Messed up people.
No,
I agree about that, yeah, to be honest.
So messed up people.
But it's a messed up in a good way. I know she's talking because we are on a breakup and
oh my god. Oh my god.
But yeah, my Kazawi actually god. Is enhanced
oh my god.
My reactions. And Hesna is the best.
So just to put
guys, you
guys
know since... that Zeynep is mad at me because I broke the book ban, and she would I admit that I broke it, but she doesn't want to admit that she knew about it, and she made up this whole scene about me on Instagram. Yeah, she will spell, and she hates me now.
You'll have Harvey Specter's word in the next weeks. So. Just leave it there. But by the way, Hesna, I told that Hesna is the best because Hesna is just having fun changing her background. And now she has used one of my pictures. Fucking hilarious. I love that.
Speaking of pictures, the picture I used in my background is a picture from Zeynep's Instagram, because Zeynep has a bookstagram, actually. And I wanted to ask you, Zeynep, how did you start posting books in your Instagram, or how did you think about starting a bookstagram?
That's a pretty long story. It's not a long story, to be honest. I just got in and off of Instagram. First, I remember the very first post was, I have read, what is it called again? The Anne Frank Journal. And that was my very first post. The first time I saw somebody posting about books in Instagram was Semeh, because we used to go to school together. Yeah. And we met and we talked about books. We fangirled over One Direction and Harry Potter and everything. And it was the funniest day ever. And then I started posting, and I started writing reviews, which is not something that I like to do because I am not good at reviews. And yeah, I just kicked from there. But then I got in and off. I got into a relationship, and I stopped reading and stopped posting, which is something that you shouldn't do, because but it happened. And then I came back. I remember, in 2020, like officially coming back and being creative and creating content. I was on vacation and I was thinking about it like for days, but I didn't have the courage to just pick it up, because I had always in my mind that before, when I was on Bookstagram and I had a blog, I used to write reviews, and at one point I was reading because I had to post. And so I got off, and whenever I thought about coming again, I just said, I have to read for myself and then post eventually if I want to post. But then stuff happened, and my books just got me more and more creative, and I'm thankful for that. So and I met you, of course. That's the best thing, I think. But since I've seen Semeh, I want to know, Semeh, how she started. Apart from the fact that she likes books, of course, but she was like the inspiration behind starting posting about books.
I started, like, I think I started back in 2016, 17.
Wow.
I had a blog. It is an still live, but I don't go there a lot lately. But I have a blog since 2016, and I was talking about books, and just like, it was chaotic. But my earliest pictures about books and talking about books on Instagram, it was around the time that I had met Zeynep. It was like 2015, 14, I think. Yeah, we met in like 2016, 15.
Yeah.
And I always loved books, and I had the problem. The inspiration behind starting a bookstagram was because I did not have anyone to talk about books. I have two sisters, and the youngest one was really young. She doesn't read a lot. My second one, she is not into reading as much as I wanted to be, but so I did not have anyone to talk about books. My friends were not into books, and I needed just a space to talk about books. And I just came across Bookstagram and the blogging. I think blogging was the range back then. Everyone owned a blog to talk about stuff.
Yeah.
And I started a blog. I made tons of blogs over every known platform because I was a big undecided person. So yeah, posting pictures, and then I think I stopped at the beginning of 2020 because I felt the pressure that you have to always post and always be interactive. And then I started posting some bad reviews. I mean, like, I didn't enjoy certain books, and people were attacking me on Goodreads and on Instagram. And it was really frustrating. And I was like, I need to take a break from this, or I need to stop being honest on my Bookstagram. So I stopped, and I rethink about how I'm going to be posting and sharing stuff. And I'm like, at the end, I'm like, fuck it. I don't care. This is my page, and this is my opinion. I can talk about whatever I want. So yeah. And since then, I've been posting, and meeting you guys and talking about books has been the highlight of 2020, to be honest.
Because the thing is about the community, as much as it is a really, really good community, especially in Morocco, because personally, I was really surprised at meeting people who actually read as I did. As long as it is a really good community, sometimes it gets overwhelming because people are expecting stuff from you. I don't remember with whom I have talked about this, but one time a girl came to me, and she was the cutest, and she was the cutest girl ever. And she told me that she liked my content, and she wanted me to do some stuff. Like, she was imagining stuff and told me, yeah, can you do this, please? You would look good in this. And I know that she did it because she respected me and respected my work, but it was overwhelming because you, at the end of the day, you know that people have expectations, and you don't want to let them down. Yeah. And I know that we're not famous. We're not the next Kylie Jenner of Bookstagram. But
look at yourself. I rock a Kylie Jenner lips.
No, we live in a country where English is the third language. So connecting with people in Instagram is kind of hard because we read in English. So obviously we react in English, and sometimes in Arabic, which I love your reaction about books in Arabic. But
because
I think that living in a country where the main language is Arabic and people read either Arabic or French is being kind of hard to build a bigger community. But I'm happy with my small community because I remember that all of us, if people don't know that we are not friends in real life that read and then we started a podcast. We were readers and we meet each other through books. Each of us has a different story about how we meet each other. And then we started this podcast so we could share our fun and our conversation with our small community.
Yes.
So it's not about the number. I think we all have like our small communities and we love them and we interact with them about books. I remember I remember that there are people who came in my DM telling me that they didn't pick up a book until they saw me hyped one, and they bought it and they kind of loved it. So I was feeling like, okay, if I can make one person read my favorite book, that's a big win for me.
Yeah, it happened.
Actually, I was on a slumber reading, and until I started following Lena and Zineb, then I got back to reading. So yeah,
remember? Yeah, that's the cutest thing. That's the
Lena and most... Zineb have the funniest relationship about books. Even our story is funny. People,
shut up! You're on a break. Team
friend over something good.
Is this a rebound? Are they getting back together?
You know, Taylor Swift and Zineb, should come.
Me and Zineb's story is so fun. Shut up! Let me talk. Me and Zineb, we became friends because we hated the same book.
Oh my god!
Not because we loved the same book, but because we really hated the same book, and from that on we've been buddy reading books. Well, kind of me forcing her to read the book in particular, but after that we became really, really good friends in real life. And
until you bought a book on a break book ban.
Because I broke the ban. Yes, I know.
I'm the one with the fire, like burn.
Yeah, thank you, Hasna.
You're welcome.
Me and Hasna, we became friends because she was interested. Hasna was interested in my Nina Lima Harry Potter book. That's how we started talking.
Yep.
She was talking to me about the books, and then she was like, I know you don't know me, but listen to my audios talking about books. And then it's become a friendship.
Okay, as for me, I started, I'm a big, I was like a big reader and stuff like that. And like you, my friends who I love and adore, and my family who I love and adore, Zama, are perfect just for one thing. They don't understand my obsession with reading. Like my friends, I would always drag my friends in a library, and they will say, oh, again, no. You always spend so much money on that, so, and make me feel guilty about it. And my family, when we're traveling and I'm bringing books or buying books when I'm abroad or something like that, they say, oh my God, that's so stupid, that's so dumb. So when sometimes I used to feel like I'm weird, I'm someone who's not normal. Then I've discovered Bookstagram and people who are just weird as me.
Yeah.
Especially I started, like, there was it's very hard to concentrate while Zineb is having the background she's having. I want it on the record that if I say something off, it's because of Zineb's background. I'm not telling you what it's on that, but it's because of her.
I literally heard you say it's hard to come because of her background. I was about to say it's really not.
This is a children program.
But just say it, Iman. You know what? But you know why? Because people don't see what I have in the background, and they might think it's something bad. You say it.
Have to concentrate, my darling.
Has Magic Mike in her background.
Anyways, I started. I used to see like Yusra and Samah. They were my favorite, like, people I followed on Bookstagram, and I saw them buy a lot of books, so that normalized my obsession a bit. And then I started interacting with them on and off, and I sent Yusra one of my book reviews. I started to write them like on an actual book note to make it official, and then and then okay, it started like that, and it made 2020 very bearable. Anyways, so yeah, that's it. That's what's happened to me. And I want to say on the record that usually I'm not trusting of people because people have screwed me over in real life, But the people on Bookstagram, especially Moroccan Bookstagram, have been nothing short but amazing. Amazing people and really pure-hearted people, which sometimes shocks me how much they are good and decent people. And I love, 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 love that about community. And I want to commend that.
You're just cute. You're so cute.
That's so cute. We are not made to feel things. When good things
we are not made to feel things. Oh my god, Sameh 2021. We are not made to feel things. Just please add it to the quotes. I swear to god, I have to like to write a book with her quotes because just comes out with the best things ever.
Oh my
like,
god, I remember when we met talking about.
Oh
Alina.
My god. But just Ali, you know what does no, Alina no said? One, no, but she, this no should be said in Morocco. This should be said in Moroccan, and I'm so sorry for our non-Moroccan speakers, but Sameh literally said about Alina, and I quote, Meles Kedira Ketseldo.
Our hashtag Alina is Bola.
Alina is Bola. It's confirmed.
And
it's
sorry
canon.
For our non-Moroccan listeners, but you know, you're losing.
Oh, who hasn't talked yet? I think
it's Hella.
Hella.
I have a cute story about how I started the Bookstagram. It was just about, I guess, quarantine. And I also had no one to talk books about. And I discovered a Bookstagram and went like, okay, why not me? I liked sharing about books, taking pictures of books, and hearing people's recommendations. So I did the same. And that's why when I met all of you. And what? I didn't hear you.
I said, yay, cheering you on.
Thank you. Thank you for the support.
I said we are not made to feel things. Yay. I said.
I know. I was actually surprised with the community. It was all good vibes. And I was not accustomed to that. It was.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It was a bit weird at the beginning. But then I liked it. You know, you met friends and you talk about the things you like with no judgments and nothing at all. So I guess there's nothing to say about this community that is bad.
Yeah, me too.
And by the way, you should, if you haven't, you should check Hella's aesthetic videos. I am going to talk about this on and on and on.
Yeah,
but she just makes the best aesthetic videos. And she just made one of the Song of Achilles, which is bomb.
Oh my god,
and I loved it.
Even more than I
book. Yeah, I just want to read the book now.
Yeah, because I need people to read that book.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
Yeah.
It's great.
It's you and me, buddy. I'm telling that to the
against
book.
The world.
Against the crowd, it's going to be you and me.
I still have a Greek mythology readathon to do, and I'm scared to read the Song of Achilles. I'm really scared.
I want to read because of the Greek mythology memes that will ensue. I want that because I'm obsessed with your memes on Greek mythology.
Oh my god.
Please.
And when they meet new girl, have you seen those?
Oh my god, yes.
That has been like the prime of my mind. I like my mind worked like at its capacity. Beyond that, it just stopped. It's crashing.
A new girl meets Greek mythology. I was like shocked. Like, how come somebody can come with
think about that? Like Zeus as Nick, or Persephone as
but I in my mind, I always believe that Persephone is Jess. Because she impersonates her perfectly. And and Schmidt.
I love Schmidt.
Schmidt.
Oh my god.
Basically, I love Schmidt. I love Schmidt. Like the asshole, I love him. I love everything about him. And he is like the perfect Zeus. He is the perfect Zeus.
Schmidt is me. It's like he's the male version of myself. I can only see myself in Schmidt.
Yeah. I think it's Hasna's time to talk about how she did.
Yes, Hasna, where are you, my baby?
Actually, I'm not a full Bookstagrammer. I post some content about books, and I just started as of lately, I think just this month. And it was because of, again, Zineb and Lina. And I think I'm not going to be a full bookstagrammer, but like just post whenever I read a good book and whenever I have something to say about a certain book, like because sometimes I just read books but I don't have any feelings about them, so I don't want to post about books just because I have to. And I think yeah, that's it. I just wanted to ask you all a question. What do you think about the Bookstagram community? What do you love and what do you not like about it?
It's my safe space. Like all joking aside, like seriously, it's my safe space.
I think believe that it can be safe if you choose to be around the right people, because some fandoms are really toxic and share.
Like the Akita, oh my god.
Yeah, oh my god, the Parademas in general fandom is just toxic. And you are either in whatever they believe or the bad guys here. And there's also the people who just claim that Sarah J Maas is
trash. I call her trash, but in a good way, because
that's it. Like she says that she writes, she's writing fairy porn all the time. I mean, she believes it, and we have no right to hold it against her. But there are people who are always criticizing her. So if you like her or if you don't like her, it's always gonna be messy. So that's why I said it can be a safe place if you are around the right people and you choose to be interactive with the right people. Otherwise, you are just going to be receiving everything, it's going to be very toxic.
I think the Moroccan Bookstagram community is really good, is full of supportive people and full of people like, even if they don't have the same, they don't like to read the same books as you, and they don't like
reading preferences
genre as you, they still support you and they still try to find you good recommendations. And that's how I started with me, because I started talking to a lot of people who, bookstagrammers, Moroccan bookstagrammers, trying to get them to give me some nice book recommendations. And I met people that didn't read what I read, but they still gave me some very good recommendations. So yeah, I think the Moroccan Bookstagram community is really awesome.
Yeah, me too.
I think our book community is also very generous. I remember that we people always buy books for each other.
Yes.
So they can buddy read it, and they're very how do we call it? They stick for each other. Like I remember when Iman got her problem with one of you were scammed by a company who sells like fake copies, and I remember that the whole community that the whole community came up together so we could
it was amazing drag
them to the mud,
like the riot. It was the Hunger Games.
Yeah.
Also for me, I was looking for some books and I couldn't find them online, and I barely knew Zina back then, and then she got the book for me and she was like, yeah, I got you the book. So yeah, that's really nice.
Like we understand each other's problem, you know. We understand that at one time you cannot be able to afford all the books that you want to read, and we don't want someone else to be put in that situation. That's why it came out like as generosity, but actually we're just looking out for each other.
What I like about the community, and especially about you, is that we don't always talk about books. I mean, we take our each other's backs when somebody has a problem or something is happening which is not concerning Bookstagram or the books in general.
That's life.
And that's really good. I mean, I love that. Especially because we bonded. I mean,
yeah, I love that.
See, that's the
word. Bonded. Very, very, very. We bonded.
Like, and I think it is better that we met through books, and then
we met through books, and then we became friends in real life. I was having panic attacks, And I didn't know Zeynep that much at first. We were just starting talking about Hating the Rose and the Dagger. And she was there for me when I was having anxiety attack. She would talk to me from morning to night just so I could calm down and go on with my day. So I think that books were like the starter of a conversation, like an entry when you go out to a restaurant. And then we became friends. Yeah. And I think the friendships
that start with books are the best friendships of all, because we really understand each other. And reading a book is like being a lot of people at the same time, because you get the personality of all the people, the characters that you read about. So I think it's really good that we met through books. And now we have something like a strong friendship. Not only the six of us, but we have a strong friendship with a lot of people from the book community. And that's really good.
You know what I like to think about when I just think about the book community or our like group of friends? Is just like we're like a library, and each one of us is a book. Each one of us has its story, and each of us that's has a genre, and lovely. We just have this we are this library, and we somehow work, and we put joy and we do stuff. Yeah, I just think I happen to think about this morning.
You can wake up to Zeynep telling you, "Oh my God, I want to do this to this to the Darkling on the Darkling beside the Darkling."
That's probably not me. I don't know. No, it wasn't me. No,
wasn't me? You?
Never.
So that bring out the receipts.
I'm so innocent. What are you even talking about? I am so innocent. I've never read Spice in my life.
Zeynep, I know you ordered the Kingdom of the Wicked, and in the Kingdom of the Wicked, each prince has a house representing a sin in hell. I think they should give you one of the houses, and I think they should give you lust.
Oh my God, fan fiction.
You said that we're renting you a house in hell.
Yeah.
I think Zeynep also has the art of spoiling people through her reaction in her.
I am so sorry. I tried. Yes. Instagram. I'm so sorry. I tried. Yes. Hashtag
has 7 husbands of Evelyn Hugo.
Oh my God.
I haven't read that book, so.
That was stopped. But she spoiled people, like her reaction to Ugly Love and The Hating Game.
Oh, The Hating Game, especially The Hating Game, because I couldn't.
Especially The Hating Game. Oh my God.
And
I'm sorry, just shout out Bone, the spoilers that you gave me. I'm like reading, I'm like, yeah, I know what's going to happen.
You still love me, you know? You still love me.
Of course.
That's why I like to read the books whenever the hype is just past, because I have this, I'm uncontrollable when it comes to this. And it happened to me with the Hating Game, but it was positive because a lot of people actually bought the Hating Game to the point that at Mexique Bookshop, it was sold out because of my names.
Oh my God.
Because of Alessi Joshua. That was the first meme I have made about Joshua, him running. And I made it like the you know the Alice Ibrahim meme. I made
that. Oh my God, Alice Ibrahim. Yeah.
Freaked out.
I remembered the meme. The
Hating Game meme. No. Oh my God. Iman, I'm so sorry, but I know you ordered Ugly Love from Mexique Bookshop, and it was sold out. And each time someone came to order that book, I know it's because I forced Zeynep to read it. And she talked about it more than I did. And so everyone was saying, like, oh my God, I need to buy that book.
It's so cool.
Someone to read a book, I will make Zeynep read it, because she has the talent to force people to read books through her reaction. And I have a special talent to force Zeynep to find the book.
My mind is sick, okay? My mind is sick. I can't stop myself.
This is on the record right now.
You are the king of reaction, Zeynep.
You are on the record.
Yeah.
But Zineb, I will tell you something. Zineb, she sent me like TikToks about books. And we have this, I think it's a tradition. It's not a tradition. It's something between me and Zineb. Each time we really love a book, I love a video about a book, we order that book, but we order two copies of it, one for each of us. And we did that. We did that, but starting with A Touch of Darkness. And then it goes back to Misconduct from Penelope Douglas. It's all steamy books. But Den of Vipers, she was like, oh, I ordered us a book. I was like, which one?
I want Zineb's reaction.
I was like, which one? And she was like, go check your TikTok account. I went to see TikTok and there were all these trigger warnings. I'm like, oh my God, what the fuck are we gonna read? And she was like, well, I'm kind of curious about the pistol scene. I was like,
I can't.
I'm sorry, what? What did you just say?
Oh my God, that scene. I did not read the books, but when you have talked about a pistol being involved, when it should not be involved, I was like, what?
You don't know.
My logic did not prepare me for that.
It happened, no, it happened with the mistake by L. Kennedy, you know, logistics and stuff. We talked about technical aspects.
The mistake, oh my God, yes. About Logan and Grace.
Don't read it if you are underage, please. Do not.
Oh my God, Hala.
It's like telling someone go read it.
Oh my God. I think I tagged you in the post. L. Kennedy is bringing up a book in September about all the characters.
Yusra tagged me. And by the way, Yusra, if you are listening, we are hugging you from here.
I love
you.
Yes. Yusra.
I thought you knew that about me. I go off the rails.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
so I think we're going to end this first episode here.
No.
And yay, it was really nice. You got to see a little bit of each one of us and see how chaotic we are.
Yeah. And
how much we don't stop talking, because this was supposed to be just 30 minutes. And now I think it's over
hours of editing.
It's gonna take a lot of hours editing this, but it was good. You got to see a little bit of each one of us, and I think that's it. And see you next Friday. Bye.
Cheers. Bye.
Bye.
And as always, just one more word, one more page, and one more book. See you soon.